Welcome to Westminster Abbey on this Ash Wednesday. My name is the Very Reverend Dr. David Hoyle, and I'm Dean of Westminster. Today I'll be reading the Gospel appointed for Ash Wednesday and reflecting on the meaning of this day as we start our Lenten journey. A reading from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 8. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning, he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and, making her stand before all of them, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now, what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And once again, he bent down and wrote on the ground. When they heard it, they went away, one by one, beginning with the elders, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, sir." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way, and from now on, do not sin again." Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Turn away from sin and be faithful to Christ. Lent arrives with stark warnings and with Ash to remind us of what we are made. The Collect, the set prayer for Ash Wednesday, insists that we are lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness. We must change. The liturgy instructs us to turn. So it's strange that Lent so quickly becomes just a few dull weeks without coffee or chocolate biscuits. "Blow the trumpet in Zion," says the prophet Joel, "for the day of the Lord is coming." Trumpet sounds fade, and we trudge onwards, trying just a little harder. Writing about Lent, the poet Geoffrey Hill observed, "I have drowsed, half faithful, for a time." That is the thoroughly human reaction to the Lenten summons to superhuman virtue. Called to take up my cross, I hesitate. Asked to turn away from myself, I stumble, half faithful, into Lent. As we navigate the Lenten days ahead, there are two things to keep in mind. This is a season for turning, a time for change. Repentance is a radical change of direction. Paul tells us that sin kills. To live, we must turn to Christ. That's the commitment. It is, though, a commitment to the Christ who comes to meet us. In Lent, journeying towards Holy Week, we should also remember that we enter into a work that is already accomplished. We have been changed. Augustine looked to the cross and observed, "What hung there if it was not that humanity that he had taken from us?" Lent is a season for grace to get to work. The change is begun. It's accomplished in Christ, by Christ. Lent is not effort. It is stumbling, half faithful, into grace. Thank you for joining me for this reflection. This is part of a series of reflections each Sunday in Lent as we journey towards Holy Week and Easter. To find out more about Lent and Holy Week at the Abbey and our online faith resources, visit our website at www.westminster-abbey.org/Lent.